Story 25, Great People Growing Together.
This lady here looks like Sharon. She was the nurse. David Dare was the executive director. And Sharon, and this looks like Sharon, she was the number two in charge. I can't remember Sharon's last name. She was a nice person. Matter of fact, every director that we've had so far and all the staff, since I've been involved with the Neighborhood House, which is since 78, something like that, have been all nice people. And even the volunteers have been all nice people. We've been very lucky in that way. This house has had some great people. We've also trained some people that have left here and went on to be directors of other neighborhood houses. A Little Mountain and the one in Burnaby. So Dave Adair, when he was the executive director, he was good at picking people here and good staff to eventually go on. I guess that's why over the years I've kind of kept involved, not as much lately because of my health, but for the first 30 years it was always something that I would be involved in. My family, my son, my granddaughter, she was in the daycare here there for a while and stuff, we did a lot. It was a lot of work. A lot of good people came through here. A lot of good people. Some of them have gone on to the next neighborhood house in the sky. And they are missed by me, particularly since I was able to work with them. Yeah. I just think it's when you, I think by being a social worker and you're working with people, that always has an impact on your life because of the stories that people share with you. I think the impact that the house has is that I've seen young people come in and watch them go from daycare to being teenagers to working in the teen program. And that's been a great joy to see that happening as people come in and become more involved and watch them share their stories and their stories have helped other people who are new coming into the community. There's one thing about Mount Pleasant that most people don't know about. Back in the early 70s, there was quite a world movement of people moving immigration, similar to what's happening now. And Mount Pleasant became the area where people from all over the world would come. And I think at one time we had about 80 some languages that were kind of spoken around here. And interesting experience to get an understanding of different cultures and stuff that I think Mount Pleasant still has that area where people tend to migrate in and then eventually migrate out. So that's the greatest thing about this house, that it's able to include and incorporate all the different people from different parts of the world. Thanks to David there in this beautiful neighborhood house, I was given the Good Neighbor Award. I was honored that, the top honor from all the people and that was for me personally, it was a great honor to receive that, the top honor for the Good Neighbor Award and represent this neighborhood house. That was quite a moment. And I didn't realize that at that time that would be the last times that I would see Dave, because he was had passed away about 2 or 3 months after that. So there's a picture downstairs of him and I together. And every time I see that picture, I think of great moments that he and I would have. He was a social worker too. And so he and I would sit, when I'd pop in sometimes just in the area, because my office was down here at Broadway in Ontario. And I would just walk down just to get some exercise on a nice day. And I would come into 535 East Broadway, and he and I would just sit in and just talk about ideas about the planning of the new neighborhood house, or what's going on in the neighborhood house, and the kind of supports he would need and the kind of support is he getting. So that was some very special times that he and I had just sharing. And when I got the Neighborhood House Award, it was really quite a very special event for me. Like I said, I didn't realize it would be the last. I didn't know how sick he was and ill he was. And that was the last time that we were able to do some good things together. It was pretty sad, that part. He's a good man. He had an idea, and I think he started the Neighborhood House in the church. Still, the church is still there across from the Kingsgate Mall.